Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
You know, I remember, it must be 3-4 years ago, somebody submitted a question to Ahmad al-Hassan alayhi salam, and it was on evolution, and what he received in reply was, before this book was released, and it gave the confirmation of evolution, as well as these seven peoples that existed before Adam, and these were they're called in Arabic this Nisnas, N-I-S-N-A-S,
right?
Nisnas, and so. The Imam al-Islam, he presents this in many different ways. One is in terms of these Nisnas, which science has only recently confirmed. I mean, here's something that was in the narrations from Ahl al-Bayt, peace be upon them, from, you know, over 1,000 years ago, in which they spoke of this Nisnas that existed before Adam. So you had this confirmation of these anthropoid human-like beings that weren't human, existed before Adam, they weren't from the children of Adam, and yet they were human-like. And so nowadays it's quite common. We all know about Neanderthals, and there's Homo erectus, and there's Homo sapien, and there's Homo heidelbergensis, and there's so many different human-like beings that have been confirmed through the fossil record and even genetically studied, that nowadays it's quite commonly known. But religiously, it's something that is not able to be explained. I think you hear quite often, if you hear religious people talk about these beings, they seem to stumble quite a bit and not be able to give much explanation, and certainly nothing from their understanding of the religious texts, what they are. And so we have from the genetic or from the fossil record, we have these human-like beings that existed. We have this confirmed and actually preceded by this narrations from Ahl al-Bayt, peace be upon them, of these beings. And we also have in the Quran the explanation of Adam, which seems to be one of the most commonly misunderstood basis for the religious scholars' account of Adam, which they seem to present as just suddenly appearing, poof, out of nothing. Here you have this, even if they accept, you know, that there were beings or animals or something, Adam is treated like something completely different, completely separate from the animal kingdom, as right. If poof, here he is, he suddenly appears. And that goes, I think, hand in hand with their rejection of evolution. They don't seem to accept that anything really evolves. They have kind of a very simple understanding and explanation of these things. And then Adam appears, and Eve, they speak of as coming from Adam's rib. The Christians, right, and the Muslims, I think, not all, but I think many scholars confirm the same type of thing. The Imam al-Islam, what he presents is to show what the Quran says, and it very clearly is speaking about the soul. So Adam existed as a soul before he existed as a human being. And this is what in the Quran, and I think one of the severe limitations that we have in the English-speaking world when it comes to things like the Quran translation. If you look at how they translate some of these things, they seem to inject their own interpretation a lot of times into the translation. And so if they don't understand what it's saying, their own interpretation of it is going to make the translation faulty. And one of the words clearly is soul. And it clearly speaks of the soul of Adam. And the Imam al-Islam explains this. And he explains the tests and the origin, the whole nature of this existence in this world. But this is only the second test. The first test was in the world of Dhar, which was a world of souls. And right. I think Muslims know of the story commonly of the descendants of Adam taken from his back. And they were asked, am I your Lord? And the Imam al-Islam explains this as the test of the world of Dhar consisting of one simple question. And they were asked, am I your Lord? And this was a test in itself. And in another book, he explains more about the world of Dhar and the three groups that answered this test, the believers, the hypocrites, and the disbelievers. And so many of these things tie together with more than one book. The atheism delusion, there's more information in other books. There's a lot more scientific information in the atheism delusion, so we get much more of the genetics and physics and biology of things that in chemistry that than in any other book. But a lot of these religious subjects, there's much more information in other books that supplement what we find in the atheism delusion.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.